Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today what we're going to talk about is sales hiring.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Right? We want you to do your best.
And it's probably going to be me rapid fire asking Stelly as many questions as I can, because I know he's full of knowledge on this topic.
Let's go.
So first of all, on the sales side, I've hired salespeople. It's definitely been an interesting process. Scaling a sales team is also an interesting process, mostly because it's a lot different than hiring marketing in my experience. So I'll start off with the first question in my mind, which is, how do you know that a salesperson's any good?
Yeah, that's probably the number one question I get when it comes to hiring salespeople.
Awesome.
How do I know that this person is going to be good in sales? And my answer to that is you don't. You really don't. You'll never hear me say, I just hired a great salesperson.
Okay.
Right? So I've hired many, many, many salespeople. I helped others hire hundreds, or maybe even thousands at this point of salespeople. And I've been doing this for a real long time, and people consider me a sales guru. You'll still never hear me say the words, I just hired a great salesperson, because I don't know until I know. So there are indicators that somebody might be good in sales, but the only way to truly know is to have worked with somebody for a long enough period to give them the opportunity to truly show what they're made of and if they're capable of doing a good job or not. And more importantly, if they're capable of being consistently good at sales, which is the hardest thing to find out there. So I think when it comes to trying to figure it out, there's a bunch of questions, obviously, you could ask. There's a bunch of things you can do in the interviewing process to look for their past success and track record, to look for culture fit, to look, you know, how they react to certain challenges or certain questions. And all that is good. And if you want, we can talk about what kind of questions to ask and all that. But the sales, you need to think about hiring a salesperson just like if you were a coach and you were trying to hire a great, let's say, basketball player, right? You can ask a bunch of questions, but ultimately you have to throw somebody a ball and see how they play. Because sales is very much a performance sport. It's like every day they need to be able to show up every single day, no matter how they feel, no matter how everything else, you know, is working or not working in their life, and perform and talk to people with enthusiasm, with energy, with clarity, negotiate, get their heart broken, you know, get rejected, get massive deals that disappear right in front of them. And then being able to emotionally and psychologically deal with it and pick up the phone and call the next person or manage the next relationship. And it's a tough emotional gig. It's like for most entrepreneurs out there, it's like being a salesperson is like if you were fundraising forever for your startup, right? If you were raising money indefinitely, that's how being a salesperson feels. Because I know a lot of entrepreneurs are like, well, the fundraising thing is the most draining part of being an entrepreneur, and it sucked, and oh my God, so emotionally difficult. Well, why? Because you're constantly out there prospecting, creating pipeline, having meetings, pitching investors, trying to get their approval, managing through their objections, and then still most of them will tell you, no, I don't want to give you money. And it's a tough thing to deal with. So you only know if somebody's going to be good at dealing with that and doing that job if you can observe them do it. Now, in the interviewing process, what that means is that I would always have somebody sell me something, right? I would never just talk theory. I would actually have somebody go, all right, so what was the last thing you were doing? You were working XYZ company. You were selling XYZ for them. All right, let's just role play for a second. If I were a prospect and you tried to sell me that product that you were selling for 2 years, what was your, let's just play it through. Ring, ring, ring. Hey, this is Stelly. Pitch me on the product, right? Go or give me a demo or do the actual selling. Demonstrate your skill set. It's like I'm the coach and I'm throwing you the ball and go play or throw, you know, do a shoot or do something. Show me what your skill is on the field versus just talking about, you know, all the great games you've had and all the points you've made and everything, all your career to this point. So I would always, and as quickly as possible, have that person sell me things and pitch me and demo me and negotiate with me to see how they react in practice. But even then, even if they do an amazing job, if they have a great kind of CV and they do a great job and they make an amazing impression in the interviewing process, I still reserve my judgment if they're really going to be great at sales until I've worked with them for at least 3 months. If I work with somebody for 3 months or more, then you might hear me go, I have an amazing salesperson, or this year I made an amazing sales hire. But I, you know, if I just hired you and you just worked here for a few weeks or a month, I still, no matter how incredible that month was, I would still always reserve my judgment for later, because I know that some people are great at selling at certain periods of times, especially when it's new, when they just joined the team, they're full of enthusiasm, they put the best foot forward, they show the best side of them. But a lot of salespeople are incredibly inconsistent. And then the first month they've done amazing, and then the second month, boom, they're not there anymore. Or they just had a big deal that didn't go through, and they kind of crushed their soul, and they aren't able to pick themselves up. Or, like, so there's certain things that I look for in terms of consistency. Is this person showing up every day, the same time, doing the same type of activity? How does their stamina look like? What happens when they have a big success? Do they, you know, loosen up a little bit and show up later and go earlier and do less? Or do they push even harder after they succeeded? What do they do when they had a failure or when they just had a big deal that didn't go through? Do they get psychologically crushed and are sick the next day for a few days? Or are they showing up even earlier, going even later, having more enthusiasm, more energy, putting in more work into it? Like, I look for these signals. If this is somebody that can do the work every single day and do it consistently, no matter what. If the answer is yes, and once I get to that yes, then I'll say, yes, this person is great at selling. But it takes time to truly know. Obviously, you have to do whatever you can to best guess when you make a hire, but it takes a while before you truly actually know if somebody's going to be good at this.
I like that a lot. So it's very behavioral, which is unlike most roles, and it's behavioral post, like, the hire. That's pretty interesting. Okay, so I would love to give people some thoughts on, like, how you find these salespeople. I know a lot of them are on LinkedIn. I've seen a lot of their bios. And so it's a process of, like, okay, if I'm looking for a salesperson, let's say I have a couple, how do I find more? And then also, you know, just off of looking at either a first interview that I do or even just their LinkedIn or their resume, how can I tell, you know, whether I should talk to them or not?
Yeah, so those are great questions. So I categorize salespeople in three buckets. There are people that are great at selling, right? They're great salespeople. Then there are people that are great at selling themselves as salespeople. And then there's everybody else who is in sales but shouldn't be, right? Shouldn't be at all. They're not really good at sales, and they're not even good at selling you that they might be good at sales. So the people that are truly not good at it, usually you'll know, because they will not be very convincing. Like, even when they talk to you, you think, I wouldn't want to buy from this person. This is the number one criteria that, by the way, the number one criteria you should apply is, do I want to buy from this person? And the answer is no. No matter what their career is, no matter if they tell you they closed $1 billion in deals last week, right, whatever it is, don't hire them. If you don't want to buy from them, don't hire them. But So most people are just in sales but not really truly good at it, and they're so bad at it that they cannot convince you that they might be good at it, right? So that's easy. If you don't want to buy from these, if you don't think, wow, I would really love to have this person sell me things, I could buy from this person any and every day, I instantly trust this person, I get excited, this person seems super to have both integrity but also just authority and confidence and all that. If you don't feel like this would be a great person to buy from, don't work with him. Now, there's these other two categories, and here's my simple hack on how to differentiate. Most people who are hiring salespeople are not necessarily, especially in the startup world, almost everybody who's hiring salespeople doesn't have a lot of experience hiring salespeople. So there's always a kind of a difficulty on how to judge if somebody's going to be good at this or not. And there are a lot of people that have become good at convincing entrepreneurs or convincing engineers or convincing people who don't have a lot of experience and expertise in sales that they could be great at this. And so these are the black sheeps of sales in my mind. And the way to differentiate people that seem to be great at sales and people who are great at sales is how easy is it for you to convince them to come and join your team? So a few things here. Number one, if somebody's truly great at sales, they are making a ton of money. So if you're great at sales, you're making a lot of money usually. If you have a sales career, you're making a lot of money and you have lots of offers and you are very much in demand. So it's very unlikely that you are looking for a job. And it's very unlikely that if I offer you a job or if I tell you that, you know, I'm currently recruiting and I'm looking to talk to people, are you interested to explore the opportunity? It's very unlikely that they're going to be super excited about it. So that those will be my warning signs. If somebody is too easy to hire, they're probably not that great at sales. If they have a sales career, this is an important if, right? If they're already in sales, if they have a sales career, they're great at it, they are incredibly expensive, they make a ton of money, and they have no interest in changing what they're doing because they have too many offers anyways already. It's just like an amazing engineer or developer, right? If somebody's truly incredible, it's not that easy to hire them. So easy to hire would be a red flag for me. Like if you make somebody an offer, or if somebody's looking, if you're in sales and you're great at it, you're not looking for a job. It's almost impossible. Like you're not actively looking for a job, right? If you're in sales and you're like, I'm trying to find my next gig, you know, I left the company or they fired me a month or 2 months ago and I'm currently applying to jobs and trying to find a job, you're not great at sales. You're just not. Doesn't mean you're not a great human, doesn't mean you're not a great person, but you're not great at sales if you have a sales career. So I would look for how easy is it to truly get somebody if they already have a sales career. Now, all that being said, I think that most of the time you will not want to hire people that had a long sales career already and are very successful in sales, especially in a startup. And the reason for that is because they're going to be insanely expensive. They're going to be incredibly hard to hire and to convince to join you. And also they typically are used to having a bunch of advantages, you know, going for them that made their life and made selling easier, right? So they're going to want to have some stability and some clarity of what is your product, what is your market. Many of them will like to have bigger and bigger ticket items to sell. So they're going to look for massive enterprise deals or any kind of other item that has a big price tag attached to it, because that means they can make a ton more money. And they are going to look for more structure in terms of compensation plans and bonuses and all that. They're going to look for things that are probably not yet in place in the early days of your startup. Now, once you are at scale, yes. But in the earlier days, we're talking, you know, when you're still, let's say, below a few million dollars in revenue a year, it's going to be really hard for you to hire somebody amazing that has a long sales career and is in sales right now. I wouldn't even try or look for that. I think the risks to not hire somebody good are way too high. So typically, I would not say go to LinkedIn, look for people that had, you know, 10 years of a sales career and look for these three or four criteria and then make an offer or reach out. I would go back to the thing we've been always saying on this podcast when it came to hiring and recruiting, which is that the best channel, the first channel, the warmest channel is to actually look at your network. And one thing that oftentimes limits people when it comes to sales hiring is that they think about hiring salespeople. And this is a big difference between hiring developers or designers and salespeople. Is that a lot of people think if I need to hire a salesperson, I need to go out and look for people that have a sales career today. In a startup, or in general, that is just not true. You could be hiring most of the people that I hired, that we hired at Elastic Sales, where we're like being the outsourced sales provider for startups in Silicon Valley, and we're doing all these hundreds of different campaigns. And we're like the experts in sales campaigns and managing salespeople with the best sales team in the valley and all that good stuff. Almost every single salesperson we hired had no prior sales experience. Because most people that are truly, that have the potential to be great at sales, didn't grow up wanting to be salespeople. They didn't think they want to be in sales, but they just have the gene. They have the talents. They have the the capabilities, but they might be in a different career path right now, right? They might be doing something different, but if you get to know them, you realize that they could be great at sales. So there's a lot of talent typically that competitors and companies are not going after that is kind of in a blind spot because they could be great at selling, but they are not yet in sales. Another question that you have is, how do I find these people if they're not in sales already? And it goes back to referrals, right? So a question I would ask to people is, who's somebody you know that could be amazing at sales but would never want a sales job or has a totally different career path? But it's like everyone has a friend that is just really charismatic, really great with people, really good at making things happen. And we think, wow, this person could be amazing at sales, but they're not even in a sales career. I'm curious to meet these kind of people. And I would ask that to hires. Who's somebody that could be great at sales, but they would never want to work here, that would never want a sales career? Who comes to mind? And you'd be surprised that almost every single time people had some names. They're like, yeah, that guy would be incredible at this, but right now he's doing his MBA at Harvard, or right now he's working as an engineer, actually, in a totally different field. And I would call up these people, I would talk to them, and then step by step, they would fall in love with the company, the idea, and ultimately they'd be like, you know what, yeah, I heard that I could be good at sales many times, I thought this, but I never wanted to have a sleazy sales job. All the companies that were hiring salespeople, it always seemed like something I don't want to do, but you guys are different. And we would hire these people and train them on the ABCs of selling. Training somebody to know your product and know how to do the basics of selling is not that tough. But if you have somebody that has raw talent, that is great at communicating, that has a high level of dealing with rejection, that has all the kind of criteria that you're looking for somebody to be great at sales, I've been able to hire a lot of amazing people and get them from zero experience in sales to being great at sales to then moving on, becoming directors of sales, VPs of sales, sales managers, a lot of really incredible companies and start off like probably decade-long careers in sales, although they never thought of themselves as salespeople and they would have never applied for a sales job.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, that was obviously going to be my question. You went really deep into basically, I think what's a great way to end it, which is basically like you can hire people that deserve the opportunity, I guess, that are junior, but there's a bunch of takeaways. So I would just say that, is there anything else that people should know about hiring sales, at least from a most basic level?
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton more, but I think we covered all the basics. Even if you just take this one takeaway that was, ask yourself, do I want to buy from this person? Am I excited about buying? Don't think, is this person good at sales? Don't think, does this person have a huge Rolodex? Could they sell millions of dollars? Does he or she look like and walk like what I think a salesperson should? No, just ask yourself, do I want to buy from this person? Do I feel like I would trust them and I would want to follow their advice and I would want to buy whatever they are selling? If that's the only takeaway, then you're already way ahead of most people that are hiring salespeople because most people don't trust their own judgment and then they make bad hires. There's a lot more tactical stuff, how to ask interview questions, what criteria to look for salespeople, how to onboard them and all that. I'm currently actually working on a little book project. It's going to be called the Sales Hiring Playbook. So let's do this. If you listen to this episode and you want more and you think you need more, you can just go to resources.close.io and then /hiring. And there's going to be an early copy. I'm still working on this and changing it, but you can take a look and then give feedback. And you'll just have to type in as the code, the startup chat, just one word, all small letters, the startup chat is your code to get early access. And then you can get a lot more stuff about sales hiring, but I think we covered the most important stuff.
All right. Well, that's it. I have nothing to say about sales except hire as little salespeople as you can.
There you go.
That's all I got.
I just wanted to say, you have a lot to say. I just didn't give you space to say anything today.
No, it's okay. You're the expert on hiring these people. You've hired thousands of them pretty much. So it's awesome.
All right, that's it from us for this week.
Bye.
Bye.